15 minutes away from 4 o'clock, it's Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch, Matt Douglas, you've got us until 6 o'clock tonight. Well, Matt and I are joined here in studio by this terrific trio that joins us every single year. Well, not necessarily this time of the year, but close to this time of the year. Jeremy Hudrins, Kathy Orantik, and Nathan Obrell joining us here to talk about later on this month and early on in February, the Northeast Ohio Special Olympics Regional Basketball Tournament. It's set for January 31st through February 2nd at Lorain County Community College. Jeremy, Nathan, Kathy, how are you guys?
Fantastic. Thank you.
Doing fantastic.
You're doing good. Thank you very much for having us.
We appreciate you guys coming in. So this year, we moved things up an entire month for this year's festivities. So
yes. What's
different about this year's event?
Well, there's a couple of things. We have that this year, what's happening is that all the tournaments are starting the same weekend. So each region is starting the same day, which is great. The other thing that we're doing is we're having three games go on at any given time, with the exception of Sunday, which skills is back. So just a couple different things. It's still, you know, it's still Special Olympics hoops. We're still at the college, just some more stuff going on.
Just some logistical changes.
Right.
That's true. You mentioned skills. So for the listening audience that might not know what skills is, what exactly is that?
So what they do for skills, they have three things that they do. They do dribbling, passing, and shooting. And they get graded on how well they do in each category. And then they get placed.
Okay. Well, and it seems pretty straightforward. It seems like that's something, too, that everybody has a lot of fun with. And,
mm-hmm. And yes.
You guys are going through a few changes for this year, which sounds very exciting. And I know with change comes with it some challenges. And mm-hmm. You guys are always looking for volunteers. So what kinds of volunteers are you looking for, and what kinds of positions need to be filled before we get to the end of the month?
We definitely need help in all different areas. We need help with the concession stands. We need help with registrations. We definitely need help with the skills, helping that tournament take place, and work with the scoreboards and the scorebooks with Jeremy and our crew that handles all the games in the gym. So just looking for volunteers. It's a lot of fun. People have a great time when they come out. If there's anybody out there that needs service learning hours, come look us up. We'd love to have you.
And the best way to do it is to go onto our website, which is SOHOOPS, SOHOOPSATLCCC.com. And so you could just go to, sign up. Just go to the sign up link. I just finished putting up the tournament schedule, all of the games that will be going on over the course of the weekend, because we have a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And you just go to sign up at the top of the website, and you can search per day as to what day you want to volunteer for. And it's simple, straightforward. I guess the best way to describe it is easy peasy, but I don't know if that's a cliche term now.
It's super easy, and they're broken down into 2-hour shifts.
All right.
Also, we need fans in the stands. So if you want to just come out, sit down, watch a few ball games, say go fight, win, we're all about that as well.
Yeah, we have a lot of teams that come from quite a distance, and since they made it the regionals this year, we have a larger amount of teams, more teams this year, and so they're coming from further distances. And they don't always have the largest crowds because, you know, the home crowd's not going to travel all that way.
Right.
So we would love to have people just packed in those stands cheering for everybody.
See, in the past, we've had teams come as far away as Mahoning County and Summit County, Stark County. We have a lot of representation from Summit and Stark County. And we even had one team come from Columbiana County. The staff, and all of their families and friends, they come up, drive up all the way up here to Elyria, and they sit and watch all of the other games because they enjoy being up here. And also, too, just logistics of driving all the way back down to Columbiana County. But
it's an hour and a half ride. I've been there and done that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But they truly enjoy being up here. And it doesn't matter what game you're at,
They're a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And it's free. There's no admission whatsoever.
No admission charge.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you guys want the volunteers to help out as well. And we don't often think about the fan section is kind of that same thing. I mean, it's so much more fun. We've all played sports at some point, whether it be organized or otherwise. But when you have people cheering you on, I mean, it really changes the atmosphere. It kind of gets the adrenaline flowing, doesn't it?
We do have quite a few ball games, especially on Championship Sunday. I mean, that crowd is hot.
That's cool.
And I mean, you're feeling like, do you remember Game 6 in Cleveland?
Sure.
Remember how hot that crowd was? It's just like that.
That's cool.
It really is.
Yeah, Good stuff.
We've always compared it to the Final Four or the NBA Finals. The intensity of those games.
Sure.
Just because it is that much fun. It's that much enjoyable.
Sure. That's that level for those guys, too. I mean, when you're playing in those championship games, there's something on the line. And that's the beauty of it, I think.
Absolutely.
Nathan, you were telling us earlier you put the schedule together. So
yes.
Give us an idea from your perspective what some of the highlights of this schedule really are, talking about some of the teams that are involved and some of the other cool aspects of putting this schedule together. While putting a schedule together can sometimes be taxing, a little bit tedious for you. I'm sure that was a little bit of fun, too.
Well, some of the credit, too, we have to give to Kara Keister. She's volunteered for Special Olympics Ohio for the past 2 years, including this year, and she was the one who helped put the brackets together. And, of course, I just have to interpret them as a readable schedule. But we have teams we actually have play-in games prior to this event at different areas. Of course, I have to go through the schedule and look and see exactly where they're playing, but we have teams, all the semifinals are kind of stacked together. We have adult division 3, 4, and 5.
School age
division. And one thing that's interesting is that many of our, I think all of the divisions now are co-ed.
Yeah. We used to have a women's division because there's not enough ladies to be on to make a full team. They actually have made them co-ed now. So, you know, we always say, you know, Murray Ridge is kind of like our home team, if you will. But they used to have three teams and then a women's team. And being that they're so sparse in the ladies department now with that, they have made it co-ed. So you'll see, I think team 3 and team 2 have a couple of the ladies on there.
Mm-hmm.
Altogether, it's about 35 games, we think, over the weekend.
So that's a long weekend. That's a really busy
weekend
for you guys,
it
for
is.
Sure.
Yeah, we sleep well after that.
I'm sure. Oh, yeah. I'm sure of it. No.
We might be sleeping after the post-tournament dinner.
That's all right. You should sleep after the post-tournament dinner. That's a long, busy weekend. But you know what? At the same time, it's a fun weekend for you guys, too. And I'm sure all three of you have a different answer to this next question. But in your mind, and Nathan, we'll start with you and kind of work on down the line here, what is it in your mind that makes this entire weekend so special?
Oh, gosh. For one, it is the camaraderie. Of course, I have to remember how to say that as I'm one of the public address announcers. I'll be the one doing most of the PA announcing for the games in the main gym. I've done that since 2012. Of course, I've been a volunteer for this in general since 2002, which is actually really incredible that most of us on the core committee, we are alumni of the college. So we are like our own, we are like a special set of ambassadors for the college and for just in general, you know, being a part of one of the largest events on the campus every year. Because this is, you know, as big as commencement when it comes to attendance and involvement. I truly enjoy just seeing, you know, the excitement that the athletes have and the player and the coaches and just the people in the stands. You know, as we went back to it earlier, it has that intensity of being like a championship, you know, atmosphere. And of course, as we said earlier, one of the other things about the Sunday games, it's a championship Sunday. We have all the championship games going on in the gym. The school age one is going to be in the field house in the afternoon, But it truly is like one of those indescribable things, you know, like one of those intangibles. You truly get a sense of appreciation year after year being a part of something that means so much to so many people.
Kathy, in your mind, what makes this event so special?
I think watching the athletes get so excited, you know, as soon as they start coming through off those buses and in the doors, it's so fun. As the facilities and wellness coordinator of our health and phys ed department, it's really wonderful to see the space fill up in our area with fans and the athletes. And the college is really proud to be able to host this event year after year after year. And one last thing I'd like to say about what I enjoy is this team of committee that we have put together between Jeremy, Nate, and there's a lot of other people that have been doing it for so many years. The college is so lucky and so Special Olympics Ohio to have these people. They're a great team. It wouldn't happen without them, and they give so many hours of their days and their nights behind the scenes for months beforehand. It takes to put this together, and I give them a lot of credit. We wouldn't be able to do it without them.
And Jeremy, you're next up, my man. You've been a part of this since day one. This is going back a couple of decades, so I know you've got a large history, or a long history, rather, with this event, so I know this is a really special event to you as well.
15 years.
Wow.
Yeah, 15 years. What makes it so special for me is, first of all, is the people that help put it on. You know, people like Kathy, like Nate, Jennifer, Sarah, Candy. You know, that's our core group of people that we come in here and we do it. So that to come in and see them every year is great. You know, and we get to hang out and have a good time. And then every year we always have people come up and say, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for doing this. Thank you for doing such a great job. Thank you for running this because, you know, you guys put on one heck of a show. And that makes me smile.
Makes it all worth it.
It makes it worth it. It really does.
It does.
Great stuff. Well, before we let you guys go, I know you threw the contact information out there before for folks out there listening that would like to get involved, whether that mean, you know, come out there and cheer or just come out and volunteer. I know you guys are looking for some bodies to come out and help as well. For those interested, throw that contact information out there one more time.
I got you. So you can check us out on Facebook at Special Olympics Hoops at LCCC. I know it's really long, but it'll show right up. Also, we got the Twitters, so go ahead and get us on the Twitter there of SO Hoops LCCC. We also have Instagram. You can follow us there at the same thing, SO Hoops LCCC. We'll bring and then also on the web, SO Hoops ATLCCC.com.
So yeah, you have to use the AT and not the ampersand.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that's why we always say AT. Oh, and then let's thank some of our sponsors, if you will, because they helped put us on. First of all, and thanks to Nate because he helped us out with it. The Knights of Columbus Avon
Council 3269.
Thank you. I can never remember the numbers. That's why I always look at you for that. Also, we'd like to thank Hot Lock Salon, Fisher Auto, J&P Floor Covering, Ray's Auto, Village Pizza, Tailgaters, Sorrento's, a new one this year. Very gracious in donating. Comedic Klee, which is a comedy. They do comedy contests for local talent, and yours truly is a judge for it. Really good stuff here in Northeast Ohio. Lisa Fox, and also Flutter My Shutters and Fierce Confections is a one that's been going on a couple of years now.
And we should also thank you guys here at WEOL and the Elyria Chronicle Telegram. Thank you very much for your support again this year.
Absolutely. Well, guys, this is a pleasure. We love doing this every single year. We appreciate you guys coming in studio, and we hope that everybody's able to come out and have some fun at the end of the month.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Come join us.
Thank you very much, guys. Again, Jeremy Hudgens, Kathy Orantic, and Nathan Obrell joining us here talking about the Northeast Ohio Special Olympics Regional Basketball Tournament, January 31st through February 2nd at Lorain County Community College. Let's step aside and let's take a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.